Yes, sir. Yep.
Thank you so much. My director is here now. Thank you so much.
Hi, Alonzo. Alonzo, my name is Paul. Happy Thursday, by the way. How is your day going so far?
So far, I mean, we're off to a good start.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
I do have your file here in front of me. I am the pricing director for the area, and it is my job, of course, to get you the details of the service, how everything would work, everything that would be included, find the best package for the needs of your business, and, of course, answer all of your questions. It's also my job, Alonzo, to make this affordable for you. It is a month-to-month service. There's no long-term contracts. Our job, of course, is to earn your business 1 month at a time. Now, being that you're willing to travel even up to 100 miles, you know, keep it in Kansas, but still go to where the money is and go where the right job is, this package would include both social media and search engine optimization. So that way we can easily cover your entire service area. We can focus on specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. Are you doing commercial work too, or is it just for residential customers?
Right now we're more focused on just residential only.
Okay.
Because we are, I mean, we are a small team, but I mean, once
got
we expand,
okay,
we would also expand towards the commercial side as well.
And we can always update content down the road to target on commercial clients later on, but for now we'll be focusing on residential clients. You said you have a small crew, but you do bigger jobs, right? You know, bigger kitchen and bathroom, even, you know, room additions and things like that. So.
Yep.
And you offer a lot of different services, just about anything that someone would even need for interior remodeling. So you're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase. As long as they're searching for a service that you provide, we'll make sure that your business is one of the options that people see. You'll pop up on the first page in the local map of Google and Bing. That's where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. It's where people go when they don't know who to call. They won't even need to know the name of your company. That's the beauty of it. As long as they're in your service area looking for your services. Now, I didn't see a website. Is there not yet a website for Bodega Home Renovations?
Yeah, there should be a website, yeah.
There is. Okay, I'll just have to remind CJ that it's his job to find the website so I don't have to look for it while I'm talking to you. What is the domain of the website, though?
It's how you said, BodegaHomeRenovations.com.
.com, okay. So basically the name of the business, .com. That's perfect.
Yes, sir.
So obviously a website is designed to give the people who see it the reasons to pick up the phone to call you. A website's a great conversion tool. You know, it lets them know you do exactly what they're looking for. They can see before and after photos and things like that. I'm pulling up your website now. It would be our job to make it easier for people to find that website. I do like your website. There's a lot of information on here. It would just be our job to make it easier for people to find it. So your website would kind of be listed and cross-referenced, not just on Google and Bing. You'd have things like a Yelp listing, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone, Facebook and Facebook paid ads. Like I said, there's a social media component to this as well. Now, it is a flat rate on a month-to-month basis. So whether you do 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, big jobs or small, no matter how many calls you get, in this case, it's going to be just $299 a month. That's an exact amount. You're not paying per lead or click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profits. It's not a lead-based service. You'll get phone calls from people who would have already seen your website. So by the time they decide to call you directly and specifically, it's usually because they want to hire you. They saw something on your website that they like. They're hoping you're available, hoping your price is fair. So it's going to be a very high conversion rate. Now, one thing that CJ did attach here was the Angie profile, Home Advisor powered by Angie. Is that a service that you are using currently? Are you paying for leads?
No, not currently. No, because I tried it earlier this year and we just didn't have any luck.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so with something like Angie or Thumbtack or Networks, I mean, it's a lead-based service, but they're shared leads. So you get a phone number. The phone number goes to a handful of your competitors. It's hard sometimes to turn enough of those leads into jobs to make it worth doing. So what I think you did not like about Angie is what you'll love about this. Again, you're not paying for leads. You're not in a bidding war with your competition. You're not dealing with a potential customer who wants multiple contractors to give them bids. You're simply going to get more phone calls. Now, of course, you'll have a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll see exactly how well the service is working. Again, there are no long-term contracts. It's simply our job to earn your business 1 month at a time. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
No, I think it's pretty straightforward, yeah.
That's perfect. Now, I know that you're willing to travel, you know, basically anywhere in Kansas. Are there specific places that you definitely want to be found?
Most importantly for me would be just Wichita, our hometown.
Right, kind of in and around Wichita, but you'll go a little bit farther for the right job. And you know, the best part about it is, like I said, you do bigger jobs. So we can, like I said, we don't draw a big circle around you. We can target specific cities and zip codes where you want to be found. And, of course, you know, like I said, big jobs or small jobs, it's going to be that exact amount, that flat rate. Now, that detailed reporting and tracking system, well, we call it your client dashboard because there's a lot more that you can do with it besides just tracking the success of the account. You can print out invoices for tax purposes. Advertising is a tax write-off. And, of course, you can manage and monitor your reviews. You'll have reviews on multiple platforms because we are creating all the content that Google and Bing want to look for. No matter where those reviews originate, they do repopulate on your tracking system. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me, the next step would be to schedule your follow-up call with a client interview. We have a technician talk to you in detail about your company, your services, your service area, etc. This is a position that we're actively filling, and especially being that you provide so many different services, you know, in and around Wichita, this is going to bring you the jobs that you're looking for. I mean, do you want to give it a shot and try it out and have us earn your business 1 month at a time?
I mean, I think, like you said, I mean, $299 is a bit pricey, but, I mean, I'm willing to try it out for a couple months and see where it goes.
You know, it is going to get you phone calls. I mean, Google is the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet, and every new customer that finds you there is going to be someone who's going to be able to use your services again down the road, recommend it to their friends and family. Now, it's really designed for one job to offset the cost of the service, even for many months. Now, on your Angie profile, it's still active, you know, because you probably paid like a membership fee or something like that. It does list 220 East 85th Street South, but correct me if I'm wrong, Alonzo, your business is service-based, right? Meaning that you only go to the customer and no one comes to you. That's not necessarily an address you would want the public to see, right?
Correct, yeah.
Is that like your home address?
Yeah.
It is, okay. So Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home. They don't expect you to maintain a storefront. They also don't want anyone to drive out to your home and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. So that address will never appear anywhere online. Now, the phone number that we're speaking on, I mean, this is a good number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Alonzo, when we contact you, well, first of all, your customers are going to call you directly. Everything that we create has the click-to-call feature. Customers will be reaching out to you directly. But when we contact you, we do use phone, we use text, we use email. Emails are usually for longer pieces of information and something we would want you to have for your records, unless that's your primary or preferred method of contact. Do you have any particular preference as to how we contact you regarding your account?
I think either phone or text would be great.
Phone or text.
I receive a lot of phone calls from services like this. So if I'm doing with you guys, I'd like to know that you guys are calling and not somebody else, you know?
No, that's perfect. There's going to be a little bit of redundancy built in. I mean, if we call you and we don't reach you, we'll leave a message and probably send a text message. Now, I was looking on your website for an email address, and I know you've got that contact form, but I didn't see, like, a physical email. Of course, we would want to send you some things for your records. What is a good email address then, either for you or for your business?
For the business, I keep everything separated. So the business address, business email address would be bodegahomerenovations@gmail.com.
Now, the other thing I wanted to ask you about is, I know it's bodegahomerenovations@gmail.com. It's bodegahomerenovations.com for the website. The Angie profile, though, does have an LLC attached to it. So I know that it is an LLC, but we don't have to include the LLC in the branding of your business. And it seems to be that you want to leave the LLC off, right?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's long enough already, you know?
Well, you know, I don't disagree with that, but the reason that I ask, and I always do recommend to leave off the Inc. Co.'s and LLC's anyway, the important thing, though, is the consistency in the branding of the business, which is another good reason to leave it off, because it is already without on your email and on your website. It doesn't have that. Now, CJ never did get your last name, sir.
My last name is Cardenas.
Cardenas?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Want to make sure. And then, like I said, the next step would be to schedule your follow-up call with your client interview technician. You don't necessarily need to even be in front of a computer for that particular call, but we will talk to you in great detail about your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement or motto, what's unique about your business, if you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing, kind of verify information off of your website and information that I have here. We do schedule by the hour, but the call really only takes about 30, 40 minutes. Oh, I did want to do one other thing, which is to add a little bit of extra protection here on your account. It's another layer of security. In fact, it is a security question. If anyone were to call us and tell us that they are with Bodega Home Renovations, even if it's you, Alonzo, and we recognize your voice, we might still from time to time ask for you to verify the answer to the security question. And if anyone calls you, if they're not a customer, if they identify themselves as Google or Local Splash, please make sure that they know the security question. They would even know the answer without you prompting them. If they can't give you that information basically immediately, then you should not entertain that phone call. And if anyone were to call you and tell you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, for sure that would not be us. It would only ever be exactly $299. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
We could do my first pet's name.
First pet. And then what is the answer?
The answer would be Rolex.
Say that again?
Rolex.
Oh, Rolex. Okay, like
yes,
watch.
Yes.
I have to type it in twice, but you are all set and squared away there. So it is exactly $299. I'm actually waiving the initial $99 setup fee. How did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works best for you, sir?
It's Visa.
Is it your name on the card, first and last, any middle initial, or the business name?
Nope.
Just Alonzo
Cardenas?
It's just
my name and my name. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's my business card.
Gotcha. And you said that was a Visa card. That should actually start with a 4. All Visa cards do. Alonzo, I am actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay, I'm about to get it right here. Okay, 4259.
Yes, sir.
0980.
Okay.
0202.
Yes, sir.
5876.
And then the expiration month and year?
0429.
04 of 2029. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
238.
You said 233?
238.
238. Okay, 238.
Yes.
Just got muted. Oh, that's much clearer now. Lost you for a little bit. So 238 on the back of the card. I've got April or 04 of 2029 for the expiration date. And then the card itself was at 4259-0980-0202-5876.
Yes, sir. Yep.
And does that bill at the home address, the 220 East 85th Street? And that's 67060. Okay. Now, in about a minute or so here, or actually a minute after I read the voice verification, you're going to receive an automated email. It's our welcome email. It does have our client support information on there, but if you have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that client support information, the phone number, the email.
Okay. Let me just get ready.
No problem.
And
let me know.
I am ready now.
Okay, perfect. So the toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. It is simply option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is, of course, Central Time. You can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you in that same business day. If they receive the email either very late in the day or after hours, then they will follow up with you the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that by way of email in about a minute or two. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Now, there's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we're just about to go over in a voice verification. It's provided for you in writing. Now, I do have the voice verification pulled up. Because we are a Google Premier partner, we are required to read it. It is an added form of protection for you. It actually gets recorded through the computer to outline your service agreement, so you know that it is a fixed flat rate, that we've reduced the cost of the service, that we are waiving your setup fee, etc. Now, you are bilingual English and Spanish?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
You are. Okay. I just have to click a box right now because for our client interview, we have agents that are bilingual as well. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually looked pretty straightforward. It reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
It would be Bodington Home Renovations.
And that is exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Phil Cardenas, and I am the business owner / operator.
Okay, perfect. And as the owner-operator for Bodega Home Renovations, Alonzo, you are, of course, then authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right? Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, of course you are an authorized user on that account as well, right? Of course. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible. It's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. And that is because it's our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you directly. So for that reason, We specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Alonzo, of course, you would agree to that, right? Perfect. And as long as you answer your phone, you're going to do quite well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you would continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And there's a couple of reasons that we ask for that. I mean, obviously, with all of the content that we'll be creating for Bodega Home Renovations, we certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then perhaps even more important, we'll make sure that all of your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We're just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Alonzo, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Perfect. Yeah, we do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical street address appears for your business online since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Now, with it being a fixed flat rate, with it being a reduced rate, and of course the setup fee waived, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm actually going to waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 6th of November, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. And that non-refundable $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So that means it will never go up on you, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount. So that means there's no hidden taxes, there's no hidden fees. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google and Bing, all of the additional relevant directories, Siri on a smartphone, Facebook paid ads are included as well at no additional cost. Now, with any form of advertising, obviously, you're going to want to give it a fair chance to get fully going and get you all the phone calls, the maximum return on investment. You know, you give it 2 or 3 months, you're going to see the best case scenario. Now, I did want to say, first of all, we're going to see if we can do your client interview today. I hope that we can do your client interview today. We do our client interviews either the first day, second day, third day. If we can do it today, it's going to expedite the process. Within the first 5 to 7 days, all of your directories are created. You'll have access to your client dashboard because the content will have been created that you could then track. Your Facebook ads, they want us to say 7 to 14 business days. My experience, it's usually about 7 to 10 days or less. So you'll already have those Facebook ads attached to your website. The call is coming directly to you. Days 45 through 60, that's when everything's firing on all cylinders. You're listed for all of your services throughout your service area, whether it's 60 days, 6 months, 6 years, no matter how long you keep the service, continuous reporting, updating, customer support, etc. Now, it is a month-to-month service. That means you can discontinue your agreement at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, there's an early termination fee. And all that we do request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Alonzo, simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Cardenas, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm going to pull up your client interview calendar to see what is available today. Let me just see. And then, okay, so I have to update that. I must have opened it up earlier today, and it's showing me a time that has already passed. And just in case something else has already been scheduled. Okay, so we can get you in at 12:30, 1 o'clock, There's also 3 o'clock and a 4:30 this afternoon.
I think the 4:30 would probably work best.
4:30. Okay, so we're going to schedule it at 4:30. At 3:30, you're going to receive an automated email, a reminder that the call itself is scheduled at 3:30. And then, are you going to be like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday, Sunday? When did you want to be found online?
So how I'm operating right now is I work physically Monday through Friday, and then Saturday and Sunday is the type of day that I go out to meet with customers and look at jobs and stuff like that.
Gotcha. That's perfect. And then are you taking anything other than cash and check? Are you taking like credit card, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, anything like that?
No, just check and cash.
Check and cash. Mostly chat. Yeah, okay, obviously. So I'll put that in the notes here. And if any of that ever changes, please do let us know. We can always update that information. Now, as far as the client support phone call, if I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning to kind of answer any questions that you might have and introduce you to your technician before I hand it over to them. I'm going to send you a calendar invite. That calendar invite is just for your record. You do not need to respond to it. But many people do, and there's no problem if you do. Now, our automated system has already sent you the first month invoice. There is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we just went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You should have also received that link by a direct text message. If you can open that up real quick, I just wanted to walk you through a couple of things there.
Okay.
So it should say something like, hello, Alonzo, thank you for choosing Local Splash, your invoice is located below. Then a couple of sentences down, but still in the body of the email, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see those two words, click here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So click on the click here. It's going to open up the terms of experience, and this is everything that we went over in the voice verification. Feel free to scroll through it. I don't want to take up too much more of your time, but Google is going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus, although about 1 out of 10 people will use Bing. So we're going to list you on Bing as well. Again, we're going to create all of the additional content, the Facebook ads, etc. Now, you'll see those 3 boxes. We want you to click all 3 of them.
Mm-hmm.
So one that you agree to receive SMS or text messages, one that you authorize you're the holder and signer, one that you acknowledge that payments are automatic and recurring. Once you have all 3 of those boxes clicked, click the longer box and either copy and paste or type in your first and last name. It is usually case sensitive, so capitalize the A and the C, and then once you've got that done, click the confirm signature box. Clicking the confirm signature box does a couple of things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's a flat rate, that it's a reduced rate, that we waived your setup fee, etc. It also allows us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. Now, it's probably prompting you to sign into your tracking system. You do not need to go that next step just yet. Actually, our client, our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it now, neither of which is really true. We do need to do your client interview first for there to be something to track. Now, you're going to get an email and a text message when your tracking system is active. You can try to log in at any point in time, but you might get an error message saying that we're still trying to set everything up. Now, the welcome email should be sent out in a couple of minutes. The welcome email is important not just because it has the client interview information that you already wrote down. Most of our emails have that information. Your client or your welcome email will also have your credentials, your login credentials for your tracking system. Now, I can pull that up, but it's also going to be on the welcome email. Your default password is thelocal, T-H-E-L-O-C-A-L. You can change your password. Your username is set and fixed in our system already. We have, though, made it very easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. So it's simply your phone number. The area code is included, but no dashes or spaces or parentheses. It's just the numbers. So 316-252-4420, that's going to be your username. You'll also receive an additional email. It's going to say something like action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. It does not have to be everything on that list, but everything you send our way will help us to kind of reassure Google that you are an active business in the local area providing these services. So if you can send us pictures of tools and equipment, your service vehicle, if you've got a business card, take a picture of that. Is the business is insured but not licensed? Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
That's perfectly fine. If you can send us any information, a photo of your now there's not going to be like a photo of a workplace because obviously, you work out of your truck, you work from home. Google's usually fine with, just taking a picture of your service vehicle parked in your driveway, something like that. Like I said, it doesn't have to be everything on there, but anything you send our way will definitely help us to expedite the process. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting that website out there in front of more people, getting your phone ringing and earning your business. Like I said, I do hope that I'm actually available when we call you at 4:30. I certainly would be more than happy to say a quick hello to you. Hopefully I'll be available. If I'm already on a phone call, though, our technician will call you with or without me. I did put in here that you are bilingual, and if a bilingual agent is available, they'll be the ones to make that phone call. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Real pleasure speaking with you. I do hope to say a quick hello to you later on. You take care, and we'll talk to you in that should be right at or maybe a few minutes after 4:30. Like I said, there's an hour blocked off for what takes about 30, 40 minutes. Okay?
Sounds like a plan.
All righty. I appreciate you, Alonzo. You take care, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you, too. Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye-bye.